It just snowballed so bad, and I couldn't get out of that hole.
Denise Brooks, a single mother from Cincinnati, was desperate to pay her car insurance bill, so she took out a loan from a payday lender.
I could barely pay my bills, and I couldn't borrow any more. I was maxed.
Brooks says that loan only caused more problems.
You're thinking temporarily, you know, just get me over this hump. But then with the interest rates and everything, it's not just getting you over the hump. It's starting you into a hole that you cannot dig yourself out of.
That was 8 years ago. Brooks, who was able to get out of the debt with some help from family, is sharing her story to make sure others don't become what she sees as victims of predatory lending. A Pew Charitable Trust study in 2016 showed Ohio has the highest payday lending interest rates in the country, topping out at 591%. Brooks and a group known as Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform are calling for strict interest rate caps at 28% and for closing any loopholes around that cap. Those regulations are in a House bill that has seen its share of starts and stops in the past year. Speaker Pro Tem Kirk Schuring says he wants to help move that bill forward.
The payday lenders, in many cases, put these folks in a position where they're entrapped and they can't get out of their loan requirements.
But Schuring is recommending changes to the bill that could steer away from the strict interest rate caps. They include refusing a new loan if a borrower has an active loan, requiring a 3-day waiting period before taking out a new loan, allowing a 3-day right to rescind a loan, creating an interest-free payment plan, and finding a way to bring other groups into the payday lending game, such as credit unions. Schuring says these changes would create avenues for borrowers to get out of debt and avoid those high interest rates.
More options, more competition, and if there's competition, that usually drives down costs.
Carl Ruby with Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform says these changes water down the original bill.
We're not at all willing to go into a situation where there's no cap at all.
Schuring says these suggestions are just a starting point to bring both sides to the table and that the strict interest rate cap is still an option. Patrick Crowley is with the Ohio Consumer Lenders Association, which represents the payday lending industry. He says there's a lot of misleading information in this debate. For example, he notes those huge interest rates are calculated annually, but most loans are set for a period of 2 to 4 weeks.
You know, I could say the same thing about if I wanted to look at an interest rate on when I take an ATM, I take $20 out and I get charged $2. I mean, what would the APR be on that? It'd be exorbitant.
Crowley says stories like the one told by Denise Brooks are rare, adding that he takes issue with the accusation that payday lenders prey on the desperate.
That's a ridiculous talking point by the people who want to put us out of business for whatever reasons. The service is available because people need it and people use it. There's nothing predatory about it. Our customers know our service. They like our service. They want our service. That's why we're in communities, because people use it. The market speaks.
And the industry does have a lot of customers in Ohio. The Pew study says around 1 million people, or 1 in 10 Ohioans, has taken out a payday loan. Ruby, who's also the pastor at Central Christian Church in Springfield, says people in his community are driven to depression and even suicide because they can't climb out of debt. Ruby argues that the reforms proposed in the original House bill are sensible.
They're trying to scare people into believing that all access to emergency cash is going to go away if we impose any regulations at all, and the data just shows that that's not true.
Critics note the payday lending industry is a prolific donor to political campaigns, giving more than $1.6 million in contributions in the last 9 years. Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform are working on putting a measure on the November ballot if lawmakers don't move on the bill. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.